Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last.
Yo, yo.
Hey, hey.
We're also
hey,
small.
Hey, hey. Do the head swivel, baby.
What's going on, dudes?
We're just living the dream. How's that hotel, dude? I text you, but I didn't hear anything from you.
I fell asleep.
I should have known.
That's my face all red right here. Yeah. I was watching a documentary on here and dozed off, dude.
So. Oh, it happens to the best of us.
What were you watching?
Yeah. This one's Can I Tell You a Secret? That's what it's about. It's about stalking. Boy. Yeah, this one's, it's not.
Oh, it's, I thought it was going to be like sensual.
No, it's British, and I always have a hard time with the British ones. You know what I mean?
Dude, why are you watching it?
Well, I'm fucking in a hotel room by myself, so I was trying to find something. Well, I'm going to watch that new Adam Sandler movie tonight. I didn't want to watch it before the show. The Spaceman, Adam Sandler, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was wondering, like, what is the movie about? Because I saw that he was in a new movie, but I didn't know.
He's on, like, I don't know if it's, like, a mission. He's by himself in, like, orbiting or in space. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, a creature with him. And he's, like, he guys is, like, delusional. And he's like talking to himself, and like there's this like spider looking alien creature with him, and he's talking to this thing, and like I don't know, I just heard it's like,
is it supposed to be a serious movie?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not a comedy. Okay.
No, well, I mean, it probably, I'm sure it has its moments because it's Adam Sandler. I'm sure that, but apparently they said that it's unlike anything else he's ever done. So I'm actually kind of excited to see it and see like a more, because you remember that Cut Gems?
Oh yeah.
That was so good, man. And he was like not funny. And
I never watched that.
Yeah, I never watched it either.
Dude, like for Adam Sandler, like that was just like a really like cool, intense, kind of like a mobby kind of movie, you know, where he was kind of dealing with some like shady people and stuff. And he actually did a good job, man. Like I was surprised at how good he is at actually acting. So,
okay.
Yeah, man.
Right on, dude. Well, yeah. I mean, have you guys been paying attention to anything in the news today?
I seen that the appeals court allowed Texas to start arresting illegals as they come across, and
like, is that, did they decide on that?
But then, but then right after that, the Biden administration like did like an emergency petition or something against it, and now the Supreme Court has the law on hold until they make a decision.
Yeah, and then the unanimous vote to keep Trump on the ballot.
Yes.
Did you see
first thing this morning?
Yeah, did you see what they're doing now though? Now they're trying to make federal legislation to keep him off the ballot.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, go ahead and try. I mean, it's not going to work
because the Supreme Court.
I mean, it was 9-0. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty damn decisive, bro.
Because the 9-0. Well, the Supreme Court decision was about the states individually keeping him off. They're trying to make it federal.
I know, but dude, the fact that like they came out and said that is kind of telling you that like people should have the right to vote for who they want to vote for. You
know, but it's like, won't the federal just end up at the Supreme Court again anyway?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It'll probably end up with the same fucking decision.
So it's just like they're just delaying. They're trying just to delay.
Well, they're grasping at straws. They're literally trying everything they can.
They're grasping at straws.
Was there something, Greg, because I knew you brought it up, but was there something that interested you as far as the news? Because I've been working. I've been doing, I've been out of town.
I mean, not much. Yesterday, I came across a video, and I did a whole video on it today, but it was about like the Kentucky meat shower. And I've never heard about this, but yesterday was the anniversary of this.
That sounds like a weird porno.
Exactly, right?
You got the
I was picturing like an old man being like, "Kentucky meat shower, did you get in my porn collection?" You know what I mean? But like it's like Kentucky beef curtains or something, you know. Yeah,
meat shower curtains, baby.
Ugh.
But it was in 1876, and all of a sudden it just started raining meat, red meat. And this was out in like somewhere Kentucky, like Bath County or something like that. But this woman was making soap out on her porch, and she just started hearing and seeing meat flopping on the ground. And they sent it out for testing to see like what it was made out of. And, you know, it came back like inconclusive. Some people were saying it was lamb. Some people saying that it was bear.
What?
Two dudes actually tried it. Like they went home and cooked some of it and ate it. Yeah, dude.
This sounds
I don't believe it.
There's a whole like article stuff about it. It was in their registry, but
this,
I don't know.
This sounds maybe like the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Right? Just a little spaghetti flopping on the ground?
Yeah.
But this was before airplanes, too. Like, 1903 is when the Wright brothers created the airplane.
That's true.
This was in 1876, so it's like you can't just fly a plane up there and drop some shit.
Yeah, almost 30 years before.
So what they said it was, they settled on this, that it was a group of vultures who regurgitated their food. Like, they ate too much meat, and they were flying. And I guess vultures are known for if one pukes, then they all just start puking, dude. It's just like the domino effect, you know?
So they're, if they're just flying around and one throws up, like Carl, the one beside him, goes, "Dude, he's going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Don't do it, Carl."
Yeah. Dude, it's like an amusement park ride, bro, where they all just start going at it. You know what I mean?
So was like the weirdest thing that I noticed in the news. I was like, okay, well, dude, so that's
how big of a flock of fucking vultures would that be?
Yeah.
Well, they said it lasted for minutes. All this meat flown.
That's where like I was struggling with, because when you said it was like raining meat, and like when you say like vultures, which makes sense, right?
Hallelujah.
Like that would just be like a couple pieces falling. You know what I mean? Like that would be
exactly,
let's say 4 pieces, but you would kind of notice that it's not raining meat, that it's like something fell from the sky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And the square footage or like the area, it was like 100 yards by 50 yards. So it was like a quite a, 100 yards is a football field.
Yeah. That's. Yeah.
So it only, you said it only happened that in that 100 yard area?
Yeah. It happened like lady's house.
So did she not look up?
Dude, I don't know.
Cause like
if you look up and you just see meat falling, I don't know what to do.
If steaks start falling from the sky, I'm fucking looking up. I'm going, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, she saw it as a sign from God, and I'm like,
even more.
What kind of sign would God be sending? You know,
maybe he's
he was curing her hunger, bro. You know what I'm saying?
She was right. Maybe. So I don't. That's just it's such a bizarre thing, dude. Because we've talked about like raining fish. And remember the penis fish? We did a whole thing about the penis fish back in the day.
I do.
Were they just like flopping all over the place?
But see, I think the old time shit, it's like the way that they describe it is what makes it like hard to believe, right? Because like it's raining meat, you know? Like that's such a, when you think of rain, you're thinking of like a large area and like a large amount, you know? But they exaggerate. Like it was exact, and that could go for like any story from that period of time, right? It was raining meat. You mean
Well, some excuses some of the excuses, because they're like, we're trying to figure out like how did this happen and like what was the meat made out of. The test that they sent back, it came out from like a laboratory, and they said that it could either be the lung tissue of, I think it was like a lamb or a human infant. They said it looked like human infant lung tissue. And it was in various sizes. So there was like 2x2 cubes, and the largest one was a 4-inch by 4-inch cube.
Weird.
Right?
I mean, they were vultures, and it was back in that day. So if like somebody was dying on the house on the prairie over here, like vultures would get that. They'd lap that shit up, I guess. So
I guess my question would be, in that period of time, like how good were studies? You know what I'm saying? Like sending it off to the scientists, not like a modern lab, bro. It was like some dude in a basement is like, well, yeah, that's a fucking cancer.
He takes out a monocle.
I don't know.
Okay,
I bet they had some kind of labs. I mean, things weren't like completely barbaric, especially in civilized areas.
No, but like the whole thing of like you like taking a piece of meat and studying it, like I feel like that was pretty primitive at the time.
Biological sciences. Yeah,
I think there was microscopes and stuff back then.
Yeah, but I don't know if they. I don't know, man. Like I don't know about that period of time. I just feel like I'm picturing just a dude with like a microscope who's trying to like take a hunk of meat and try to figure it out.
So just some white haired guy in a lab coat wearing a monocle.
Yeah, there's like no DNA like testing. There's no like, you know, drips of stuff on top of the meat. Like, it's just like a dude grabbing a piece of meat on a beach and being like, it's probably a whale.
Yep. You looks know? Like baby.
Yeah. That's
what I'm saying. Baby little flubber right there.
Like he was trying to like fuck with them, you know, it's goat liver or baby. Ugh, you know?
Ooh. Yeah.
I've only seen two things that look like this.
Other things that I was like looking at that was kind of interesting is like everything that's happening to the royal family. Mm. It's just like the, you know, Jacob Rothschild, or not the royal family, but like all these rich, you know, English people. Yeah. Like Jacob Rothschild died. Kate Middleton was like rumored to have something happen with her surgery that went botched or something. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's like, where's she at? You know, blah, blah. And I guess she was just seen for the first time.
And a bunch of them, I've feel like I heard have canceled all their like public shit over the next few months or whatever. Like none of them are doing any kind of public shit.
Well, they're getting sick or they're dying. You know, it's one of those things where I saw a video, like a TikTok, one of these guys that I follow, he just like went down the list of all of them. I'm like, dang, dude, that is a lot.
Yeah.
Like all in one, you know?
I mean, yeah. A lot of them are really old. I don't know which ones are dying, but I mean, that's just like one of those families that's like, all of them really, they live so fucking long because they're so wealthy. And then
they have access to all these, you know, different types of procedures and shit.
Add up, you have a bunch of 80 something year olds, you know what I mean? Like they're bound to like, you know, hit the kids. But then again, like the flu's going around, like people are sick. My kids are sick. I've been sick. I know like everybody's talking about like, you know, feeling shitty, being sick, you know, having COVID-like symptoms and stuff, and maybe that's what's going on too. I have no idea.
Yeah, and I mean, the Pope got sick. Like, he was, like, deathly ill or something, and I was like, okay, come on.
Well, that's God punishing Paul. That's what it is, for being that's asshole. True. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the smite of God.
Almighty smiter.
The mighty smiter.
Karma bites you in the ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you fuck over the entire world constantly, like you're bound to get something, you know what I mean?
It's true.
Did you guys?
I
go ahead.
What? Go ahead. No, go ahead, dude.
No, you first.
Oh,
okay. you hang up. No, you hang up. Come on.
I was telling Chris before we got on. Like, obviously, I'm in the hotel, and you know, there's only so much I can do, right? I'm just eating dinners here and watching movies. But last night, I watched a documentary that I thought was really good. And something that I think, Greg, you especially would really fucking like, man. It's called The Octopus Murders. I don't know if you've heard of this yet.
No, I haven't.
Dude, it's wild, bro. It's fucking wild. I watched all 3 hours of it last night. Like, just binged. There's three episodes around an hour piece or so.
Okay.
And it's about a, and you probably know the guy. I can't think of his name. I wish I had the information, but I'm on my cell phone, so I can't look it up. But in the 80s, or actually it was like 92. Actually, yeah, it was 92.
Joseph Daniel Casolaro?
Casolaro, baby. Yeah. So he was a...
Casolaro, baby.
Yes.
Baby,
he was
baby.
A journalist, but he was actually like more of a book writer. Okay. He like wrote books and stuff, but he started working this case with this gentleman who owned Inslaw. I don't know if you've heard of Inslaw, but they created a program that would help like law firms and stuff kind of be able to track their records easier. It was this really like innovative program. And what happened was, is they were going to have a contract with the government, I believe is how it worked out. The government ended up stealing the program and then suing the owner of this thing, right?
Mm.
The owner of Inslaw ended up winning in court, but then it was overturned by a different judge. That judge was removed from the court, and they put in the prosecuting judge that was suing this man. They put him
Okay.
And then ended up stealing this thing. Okay, so this is just the beginning, right? So this guy that you were just talking about, he started getting on this case because the owner of Inslaw, the original owner, kind of started giving him information saying, you need to look into this and dive into this. He started this whole thing, but what it did is it opened up a can of worms about how the CIA, the FBI, the NAS, or the NC, what is it? The
NSA.
NCIS. NSA
kill people and how they are, and it started breaking down all the murders that the government supposedly has done over, you know, drug running, stealing personal, you know, things from people that they've created. They talk about the Kennedy assassination.
Well, not only that, but like the water engine. Remember the guy who created the water engine?
They don't talk about them. So why it's called the Octopus Murders is that when he had all this thing laid out, all the ties that were happening, there's about five or six names, and there was eight people that were the head of this whole operation. One of them being Reagan, one of them being George Bush, the father, and then, you know, the head of the CIA at the time, whatever his name was. So there's eight. So eight tentacles to the octopus, right?
Yeah.
And it's pretty fucked up. It's pretty fucked up watching it and seeing like what they're capable, because we already know, we've talked about it on the show, we already know like what the government's willing to do and the conspiracy behind it.
Yeah.
But what happened was, is this guy was murdered. The guy that started looking into it was murdered in his hotel room in the bathtub.
In the bathtub, dude.
Yes. He had eight cuts on his left wrist and five cuts on his right wrist, so deep that they cut through the tendons.
But so 13 somehow, in total?
He wouldn't have been able to do that himself.
He somehow managed to cut himself six more times on each wrist, right?
Mm.
And he was in a bathtub with blood squirting all over the walls. And his briefcase that had all the information, which he was just getting ready to release, was missing.
Of course.
Okay, so that's how this all happened. So this gentleman in modern time, maybe 2013, saw the story, ended up working with the family, and started taking over the project. And that's where this documentary comes in. It's him trying to finish the book. And he's interviewing all these FBI agents, CIS, you know, whatever, the CIA agents. And it's like messy. And they talk about how the government will purposely deceive you in order to make you lose your trail, if you will.
Yeah.
They talk about, they show the video of the Kennedy assassination, like in a weird way, the video that we've all seen and the original video.
The original Zapruder.
Oh, I think I've seen a clip of this. It was like an older lady talking about it.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's part of this. Yeah, that's part of the series.
It was like a video that she had seen that had been released that like nobody had seen this version.
Well, so we've seen it. Right? We've all seen it, where the video shows the driver leaning back, or the passer—I can't remember which one was—but leaning back and shooting Kennedy in the head.
Yeah.
But the guy, one of the FBI agents, who also he was in the movie Under Siege. Okay, he ended up actually being in movies and shit.
Under FBI. Siege
with Steven? Is that a Steven Seagal movie?
Yes, it is.
Dude. And then that woman with the big boobs.
Yeah.
That was my favorite scene as a kid.
If you're trying to be credible, don't be in a Steven Seagal movie.
Well, so what they said is that this guy actually what I can't remember his name, but he actually worked with the cartel. He worked with, like, I mean, he was dangerous. He killed people. He was in Hollywood. He was associated with all these people. But at the end of the day, like, I don't remember where I was going with this, to be honest with you, but the video, the one that we saw with him shooting him, that was the original. And so the lady that you saw in that clip, she was like, that's not what I saw. Like, is this a doctored video? And he goes, no, this is the original. The one that you seen and everybody else seen was doctored. So he plays that video for her that we've all seen. Mm-hmm. And in the background, one of the trees is hovering over the ground. There's like, it doesn't touch the ground. He's like, if you notice, this tree is not touching the ground. It's floating. That's because this whole area was re-imaged where he was actually, because that video shows the driver just driving the car without, you know, moving around. So there's a lot of murders, man, a whole lot of murders and a whole lot of shit. And there's people, and they talk about conspiracies and how these people are creating conspiracies and how some of them are real, but they don't know which ones are real. And
yeah,
dude, it's if you're in that stuff, and I know you are, especially, it is 1,000% worth watching.
Dude, that's how the government works. I mean, because, like, if you think about it, we have access to all the information out there. Well, I mean, pretty much a lot of information, not everything, right? But the internet fucked everybody that was trying to control information, right? So it fucked the CIA over, it fucked the FBI, all the agencies around the world. And so they go, well, how do we control this? The only way to control it is to messy it up and to confuse people. You can't just, like, you know, you're going to have some stuff that's credible, some that's not. And you have to, like, you get to the point, you have to get people to the point where they look at this stuff and they go, I don't even know what's real anymore. Yep. Even there was a guy in the CIA who actually said, like, once everybody doesn't know what is real, like, the disinformation campaign has been successful or something like that. It was like, I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head, but
that's what they blamed his suicide on. They actually said that his suicide was because the people that he was talking to that were insiders that were supposedly helping him confused him so much that he kind of hit a dead end and he killed himself. But nobody believes that he actually killed himself. And they actually go into, like, MK Ultra. There's a hitman that actually killed a bunch of people. They talk about he has this massive rap sheet of, like, rape, murder, armed robbery, and the government kept releasing him within 2 days, almost like Charlie Manson, right? Like, same situation. He was a hitman for the CIA. And so that's wild. But the other thing that they talked about, which we've never talked about, was the Indian reservations. So this is, like, something that I thought was interesting. So there was an Indian reservation that all these people were familiar with. This one guy who was in the CIA ended up, he worked with Native Americans, and even in Spain, he worked with, you know, in South America, he was trying to work with, like, Native indigenous people. He went to this really small Indian reservation in Indigo, California. There was, like, maybe 100 Natives there, right? So not very big. And he started wanting to say, like, hey, we need to start making you guys more money because it was impoverished. So he was like, I'll help you create, like, cigarette stores. We'll help you create a casino. We're going to put a resort here. You guys are going to be wealthy. He started building this stuff and they weren't seeing any money. And so basically he was like robbing
everything for himself.
He didn't have to pay any taxes because he was on an Indian reservation.
Yeah.
And so what they were saying was the government put these Indian reservations here so that they could then go and do things there and not pay taxes and go under the radar. So what happened I can't remember what the war company's called, but they were going to start building tank rounds on this Indian reservation so that it could be completely under the radar, completely private secret. Yeah. And the Indians found out.
Well, if you think about it, they can do, like, you know how they banned, what's it called? Like the, what made the virus in the lab? You know what I mean? Gain of function research.
Yeah.
They banned it, but I mean, Native American ground, you can go over there and maybe do some testing. Absolutely.
Which is weird because there are a ton of Native American, like, tribal land, and like it is like its own country. Like, they have their own law, they have their own rule of law. Like, they deal with their own stuff. They don't.
Oh yeah, dude, tax. I've seen Yellowstone. Okay, I'm hip to the rules.
That's how it works.
But I never thought about, like, building, because they talk about Area 51, and they're saying, like, you can literally do that kind of shit because no one can question it. No one can actually dig in to know. And so the right white person that goes to these, you know, these areas and tries to quote unquote help them can also have side business. They brought the mob into the Indian reservation. Mm. Like they, and the guy that decided that something was wrong, he went and found out, like he went to the documents and found out that this dude was actually getting ready to start doing a military base kind of thing on their land. Him and his two friends were murdered a couple weeks later in their backyard, right? Like all shot point blank in the head. No one's ever been found guilty of it. Nothing, you know? So it's just like, they really do this shit, man. Like they really fucking do this shit. You know, like the people that say like all the government, like they fucking do, man. They absolutely do.
Yeah. I mean, look at the guy who was working for the FBI. Tom Cruise did that whole movie based off of him. The guy who was a pilot who got caught with drugs.
Oh,
FBI, basically like, yeah, American something, something.
Fucking what was that?
But he was working for the cartel and the FBI at the same time, running drugs and running guns. And just like he out, like ended up getting shot in his car. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like
American
come
made.
On now. American.
Well, they say like one of the guys, like one of the main dude that I was telling you about, the dude that was in the movie, he supposedly went over to Switzerland where they had one of the banks, you know what I'm saying? And had a quote unquote heart attack. And all the people were like, he's alive. Like he's not, he never had a heart attack. He's been back here, but he died. You know what I'm saying? So like,
wait, who is this?
This was the dude that was in the movies and shit that I was telling you about. He was like an FBI or a CIA dude. And he was the one that was like running with the cartel and was in prestige. Like he was getting heat on him. And so he went to Switzerland and supposedly had a heart attack in Switzerland. They cremated his body within hours. And the other informants are like, bro, the guy's still alive. Like, he's been here, but he doesn't come here often, but he's still alive. Okay. Like, that's
so they pulled like an Osama bin Laden on him, you know? Just, yeah, we're going to take his body out to the ocean and throw it overboard so no one ever can see the evidence. Yeah, it's him. Trust me. He's dead.
You should, I mean, really, like, you should watch it, man. I think, like, it's some of the stuff that we already know and we've talked about, but it goes into way more depth than what I can explain.
The octopus murders?
Yes, dude. It's on Netflix. Yeah. It's like, it's just really well done. And it's like, I feel like if they do write a book, it's going to be insane. Because like,
do you find it weird though? So like most people don't trust Netflix shows because they're like, oh, Obama, you know, the Obamas. But then they put out stuff like this too, where it is insightful and it talks shit about the government agencies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know why they do. I mean, I'm glad that they do because to me, they definitely like, listen, the guy that's running it was definitely like playing both sides. He wasn't biased. You could tell he was not biased. There was a period of time in the movie where he's like, I think he's like every one of these fucking guys we talked to, all these CIA guys, all these, they're literally insane. Like he's like, they literally are like crazy human beings. Like they're not normal
humans. Sociopaths.
And he was saying that like, maybe this guy did just kill himself. Like maybe because some stuff wasn't adding up.
I don't know.
So he's like, maybe he did. Now hear me out. Within a couple minutes, he gets another phone call and it leads down another. Just when you think the documentary is over, something happens and they're like, holy shit, bro. Like, and everything changes again. And they release the guy that originally was doing the documentary. The police, after 15 years of, they served that, what's that, the FISA or the Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, FOIA.
He did it in 2014.
Oh, geez.
They denied him. And then they called him at the end of the where you think it's over. They call him and say, you know what? It's been 25 years. You can go ahead and have all the information. And he sees it and he goes, there's somebody else that was in the room with him. And they said the whole time, no one else was there. He was alone. He never met up with anybody. And the picture matches somebody else that they have already talked to. Like it starts, it gets weird again. So they're like, wow, maybe this is a murder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that they
I mean,
would deny
so
him.
And then I was looking at. Have you guys watched Halo yet?
No,
no.
So I started watching. It's not that bad. I mean,
I didn't think it was bad. Yeah.
I mean, the acting is, you know, okay here and there, but it's just like to make the Spartan soldier, they put a chip right in your spine, like right by the tailbone.
Yeah.
And it it removes all emotions. So like. Anxiety, fear, all that stuff. Like it makes you just like super controlled. Like
you're a
robot. Don't love. Yeah, you're a fucking robot. And it's just like watching the progression of that, I'm like, okay, so I know what they're going to do to our military. You know what I mean? The main guy, not to like, I'm not spoiling anything, but he ends up getting like a brain chip implant of an AI, and it's telling him what to do. Like, not telling him what to do, but it's like helping him be more efficient. You know what I mean?
It's like that movie. It's like that one movie.
Upgrade, kind of.
Yeah.
But the mainframe can shut him off at any time because he kind of goes rogue, right? And it's super interesting. So I don't know. I just like, I could see that and being like, oh, well, are they doing this with our CIA people? Are they doing it with our military right now where they're like making them less prone to sympathy emotions? So that way
They've been doing that for a long time. That's the whole like training. Like they're trying to desensitize you from the very beginning.
Not, but with not technology with though, chip. Like are they doing like with chips and stuff like that?
I don't think we've got to that point yet.
Don't know.
I mean, we might have done some and seeing how it plays out.
I'm sure. You know, I'm sure there's maybe been testing, but I don't think it's been like, if there is something like that right now, I don't think it's been implemented in any way.
I don't know, man, because like the reason why I bring it up too is because Black Mirror had an episode about this fucking what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
Where it's the same thing where, and I know it's like a sci-fi thing where you go, well, duh, that's like the ultimate fear of sci-fi is like, oh, you can't control your body.
Let us know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I always wonder, like, if you look at it from the other perspective, like, is it possible that there's a campaign to make something that's like really, let's say you're thinking that this chip could change the world, right? Like this could change the world, change people's health, change, you know, all these, think of the positive side of having a chip, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of negative, but I'm saying, do you think it's possible there's a campaign to put these things out to scare people to not want to do something that could potentially make, you know, make them healthier, make them not reliant on pharmaceuticals, make, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that possible as well? Because it's funny that something comes out and then we get videos of like, oh, look at this heartless soldier who has no emotions and could be shut off at any time. You know, to me, that sounds like it's more of like bashing what these things are capable of.
Well, and you never see like a chip entering a body in good light, you know, because it doesn't make a good movie. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, look, he can walk again and now he's happy. Game over. You know, it's like you have to have something go wrong and there has to be a problem. There has to be like some sort of like, you know, conflict in the main character. Dude, so,
and I want to be clear, I don't like, I'm not crazy about the idea of a chip. Sorry, Chris, I didn't mean to cut you off, Chris, but I'm not crazy about the chip idea. Like, it's scary. I think there's depending on whose hands it in is dependent on how good this thing's going to be. But like, we can't also deny that, like, for some people, this will be groundbreaking if it succeeds, right? Like, it will be a major thing for a lot of people.
Oh, for sure.
Bad issue.
But isn't it
Parkinson's,
weird?
MS.
But isn't it weird, like, since, like Elon's first test subject has been like being used this chip or whatever. And then it came out, he's like, he's accepting it well. And then all of a sudden it came out, he's like, he's moving the mouse with his mind and then nothing.
Yeah. Like, where's this guy at? What happened to him?
Like, it's been a month. And then,
shouldn't we be receiving
and there's like,
weekly
there's
updates
like
as
no,
a human,
there's like no
like
other
humanity?
News. There, you'd think Elon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. but nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Himself would be like, hey, we just hit this other fucking landmark. He's doing this now. Like, because he's super vocal on Twitter and
stuff. I heard that this particular chip was like, this was like a base level kind of like, does this even work? And I heard, don't quote me, but that the whole like mouse moving thing with your brain was the extent of what this chip can do. Like, can we get the brain to do this?
And so, like, so it wasn't like a, like the reuse of his mobility and anything like that. It was literally, we want you to control this computer, even though you're a vegetable.
I feel like what I read was, is it possible to put this in your brain and have your mind think of what, you know, something on a computer to do? And it was, it did. Like, it yeah. was successful in that realm. But as far as like the whole, like making you walk again or making you control a remote, you know, like your functions of your home, I don't think that's where we're at. I don't know that we're going to be there for a long time.
Yeah, they've had videos of like the test subjects of the monkeys. Remember when the whole monkeys and brain chips, like that was a big subject in the news, how Elon was torturing all these animals. So you can go watch all these videos where like the monkey will have the shit in his brain, you know what I mean? But it's like very intrusive, like his brain's exposed.
Oh yeah, I see. Like, yeah, he's like there's a hole and like something sticking out of it.
But he's like, I don't know if it was Elon or not, but
I mean,
these monkeys were moving a contraption like a wheelchair with their mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I
was going to say, if you had the ability, like he created this chip to be able to use the mouse, like, is that literally the only function the chip had was just to do that? Or was that only thing he was capable of at the time? Is he doing other stuff on a computer with his mind?
I think it's progressions, man. I think that like when you first build an engine, right? Like, it's going to be a low horsepower, can it function engine? And then it progresses into more horsepower, more functionality. And to go off of Greg's monkey thing, like we know that that's possible. Like, we know that like shoving giant, you know, things into the back of your head and like removing your skull. But this is like, can we take this small chip that's less invasive and actually make it function the same way that the more invasive thing does? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
And we're probably close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at like what they can do with the brain interface with just the artificial limbs, you know what I mean? Like a robot limb with your brain, you can make it grab things and you can use it as like a normal hand, so to speak, right?
Is that how that works? Because I feel like it doesn't work from your brain.
It does. It works off your nerves, and your brain control your nerves.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's just connected to your nerves and your arm. Am I wrong?
No.
But yeah, when you tell it to grab and you tell it to reach for something and poke something or touch something,
when
it'll
your
do
brain
that.
Sends that electrical signal to those nerves in your arm, telling it what to do, it tells the glove thing what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
it's not
attached to your brain, like attached, kind of attached through the nerve endings in your body.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was like the tendons, you know, like that it was grabbing onto your arm. And like when you move your pinky or your finger or whatever, you know, your thumb, certain tendons move. And so like when you do that, like with a fake arm, it's triggering, you know, what that thumb would have been doing had it been attached, you know what I'm saying? So it's like off the tendon movements, you know what I'm saying? Like,
At that point, the tendons wouldn't be there because the tendons don't run all the way through your arm. They're only in that location for the joints.
Yeah, because the guy that I've seen had like from like his bicep cut off, and like it was like a stub. And then he would shove the freaking robot arm, and he was able to go like this and control it and just go in and out. You know what I mean? Like a robot.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I haven't looked into it much, but sure. I mean, that stuff is amazing, man. That's amazing.
But at the same time, just like with all this AI stuff coming out, look how rapidly all this is progressing. You don't think they would be this at the same pace? Say he got this guy to move something with his brain with this little chip. Now the pace for that is going to jump up exponentially. Like, it's going to progress really fast after that, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, over the next couple of years, I think it'll be pretty drastic. I think there's a difference between AI, which uses an algorithm that's already built in, compared to like chips. You know what I'm saying? Separated chips that is getting plugged into you, basically. That's what it is. You know? Yeah. So like those chips have to, like, I feel like there's probably more science to it than just, you know, an algorithm being more effective. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. Yeah. But still.
Yeah, I mean, but to Chris's point, like, people are saying experts criticize Elon Musk's Neuralink over transparency or lack thereof. You know what I mean? So, like, people are just like, hey, you said you had this big old hubbub saying you finally did it. Now what? Like, I feel like there should be a weekly update, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think people are curious about it. It's a pretty big advancement. And I think people... To your point, I think if you said, like, how often would you like to hear about, most people would say, like, hey, I'd like to know every time something new happens. But Elon Musk. You know?
I just find it weird that he personally hasn't said anything else about it. Let alone if they released a statement or released there's a headline or anything like that. He's usually about the things that he does, especially he does it in SpaceX. Every little thing they do in SpaceX, he's touting off about it on X.
Well, it makes me wonder if it's not going very well.
That's true, maybe.
Yeah, but I guess my thing would be, like, what's the worst that can happen, right? Like, I don't know where they put this. I don't know how this all works. You know, like, where is it attached to? But, like, worst case scenario to me would be, like, there was an infection, you know, or something in the brain, like an infection that happened.
Or it rejected it.
Passed away. Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not like a open brain surgery. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm curious on, like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, it just stops working, you know? Like,
well, it is open brain surgery. I mean, you have to you take out a circular chunk of the skull and you put the chip in where the skull was.
I understand that. But I meant, like, you're not removing lobes. You know what I'm saying? You're not, like, digging. Does it go inside the brain? Or does it sit on
it
the
has, like, little tiny filaments that touch certain sections of the brain.
That's weird. That'd be hard to get that surgery, man. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put probes in your head permanently. You know?
Well, I mean, if you had nothing else to lose, I guess, whatever.
Well, that's the thing, though, is in 10 years, we could be singing a different tune, right? Like, it's very possible that people are like, this is a normal procedure at this point. You know what I mean? Like LASIK. Like, who, listen, 50 years ago, if they would have told you, we're going to shoot lasers into your eyes. And we're going to make them better. Like, people would be like, fuck you, bro. Lasers in my eyes. Get the fuck out. Now it's like
promise.
Dude, have you seen the latest one where they're like purposely going in and changing the colors of their eyes?
Oh, no.
It's like $6,000 per eye.
What?
And it's just like, dude. But it's like, they don't know how long this is good for. They don't know it caused blindness and all this stuff, but it's just like, well, most people, like, go from brown to blue eyes.
That's kind of like the people that get their eyes tattooed now.
But it looked creepy. Like, it didn't look natural. Like, you can obviously tell, like, what's going on with your eyes. Do you have contacts in, or is that just...
Why do that when you can just buy contacts? Like, they're so good. The contacts are so good that, like, just save yourself a lot of money and get yourself some contacts.
It's because people got a one yep, bro. Oh, you got you got contacts? I got them changed permanently.
Yeah. I don't know. It looked painful.
And people just like spending money on stupid shit.
They do. Yeah, what's the odds? What do you guys like? Something's gonna come out eventually about Elon Musk and the shit. What are the odds? But you guys, are you thinking the guy died or the gal or whoever it was died? You thinking it failed?
I don't think.
Or are they good?
I don't think he died. I think they, honestly, if there's no more information coming out, I think they got the info and the progress they wanted. And now they're on the back end progressing to the next step.
Like phase two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, why even tell everybody that we did it? You know, it's like, hey, we did it, you know, if you're not going to provide some sort of progress report, because everybody goes, okay, well, you did it, but does it work? You know, is this guy like foaming at the mouth now? Like, what's going on? Does he have any side effects? Like, I want to know.
Well, listen, I'll say this, to be fair, like, whether it's conjoined twins back in the day where Ben Carson removed the first conjoined twins. Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what you will see, and this is something I do know, that, like, they talk about the story, and then they put out the article that says Ben Carson successfully, you know, deconjoined the twins, and this is where it's at. After that, you don't hear shit. Like, think about most articles. They tell you what's going on, and you'll never hear about it again.
Yeah.
Like, that. It's not just this. Like, everything, dude. Like, we hear one story from it, here's the update, and then they move on. And you won't hear about it again until somebody dies. And quite honestly, if somebody did die, I feel like other people would be talking about this in the news. Like, we just talked to the parents of so-and-so, and they died from this computer chip. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Don't you think that's very possible?
Could be.
I bet he's good. He's probably just playing. So, like, I think he likes this. I think he likes being mysterious and doing shit on his own time. And
yeah, probably.
Or the dude's in a coffin right now. Who knows?
I doubt he died. I mean, what would you die from?
Maybe start punching himself in the
face. Dude, what would you die from? Like, anything. I mean, you've got a brain chip put in your fucking brain.
Yeah.
Like, list one thing, and yes, I can say probably yes, that's probably a
they're probably moving on, getting the logistics down for the next phase while he's over here playing brain solitaire.
Yeah. Working on SpaceX. The guy's got 50 things going on at one time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Who knows?
Speaking of SpaceX, I'm just looking at this article here. SpaceX backed flying car.
Yeah.
This is saying that it's starting. God, there's so many fucking ads. I can't even read this goddamn thing. Startup says it hits a record of 2,850 pre-orders for $300,000 a vehicle. So I guess like SpaceX is backing like a flying car company.
Well, I seen one a couple months ago, a vehicle that was capable of flying. I think I showed Chris at one point.
Yeah, it was like that. It had like the four propellers or whatever on it.
Yeah.
But is it just a hovering car?
It was almost like a four wheeler that could fly.
Well,
like a plane.
It had a glass windshield and shit. There was one that they were testing, and I saw it, and I saved the videos deep in my catalog, I'm sure, at this point. But it was pretty interesting. It did drive, and it did fly, and it acted like, you know, like a drone more than, like, you know, that the other stuff. But it did have, like, a cockpit, you know, like a – think of, like, a helicopter, but more car-shaped, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. So, it looks like a fucking alien UFO, dude. Like, it's right in the middle. There's, like, that bubble – right in the middle, like you see on the saucers.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah,
it's, I don't know if it's a LEF,
ALEF Model A is an electrical vertical takeoff and landing vehicle. So EVTOL. It can cruise up to 110 miles per hour.
Yeah. Listen, after all these years, like, I'm not, after what's going on with electric, I'm not very confident in flying vehicles. Let's put it that way. Electric is not what it's cracked up to be. And what I don't want to see is that them try to push flying vehicles when we're not even close to getting electric vehicles, right? You know what I'm saying? We're just not. And you know it's going to be electric, right? So, what's up?
Oh, I found a picture of the one Greg was talking about. That's fucking crazy looking.
There it is.
That's not the vehicle.
Yeah, that's not the one you were talking about. But that's the one Greg was talking about, the LF.
Yeah.
The one that's $300,000.
Yep.
That's the one they're backing?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, scroll down. You can see it more, Chris, and then you'll see. Oh, never mind. You're on a different article than I am. But
I mean, it's kind of cool looking, you know. Listen, I like the idea of it. I think we've liked the idea for fucking 100 years almost now, you know, but the whole thing about just all of a sudden you have a drastic push and they're trying to do something that they're not ready to do. How do you regulate a flying car? Like, an EV gets to be on the street with every other vehicle, normal, right? Streets, stop signs.
Yeah.
If you have flying vehicles with, like, you have to have a whole new, like, transportation setup. It's a completely new thing.
You'd basically just run off the same thing the planes do.
Yeah, but that's a lot of, like, logistics to kind of integrate, you know? like just random people being like, well, yeah. I guess you'd have to like maintain it to a certain degree, like a certain
height.
You'd
have to say, oh, if you're going like this airspeed, you fly at this altitude. If you're at this speed, you fly at this altitude. So it's kind of like, you guys have seen fucking Fifth Element, right?
Yeah,
oh, like
yeah,
the different fucking speeds of shit are on different levels of fucking air.
Yeah, but that's after what, 200-300 years of having them. Like, can you imagine the first 5 years? We're gonna have vehicles flying into buildings, bro. Like, they're gonna just turn into a fucking skyscraper. They're gonna fall out of the sky and take out fucking some mom. And
they'll blame it on terrorism. Us into another war.
Well, you know what it's gonna be, right? The first one that's released isn't just gonna be like anyone. You can go buy this and you can fucking fly it around all you want. No, they're gonna have guaranteed. They're gonna be self flying. They'd have to.
Mm.
That way you get in it and you go, this is where I want to go, and it fucking,
takes off. That's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. The self driving cars and just like the ability to hack cars, because I did watch the whole Cat Williams Joe Rogan episode, right?
Oh yeah,
and the part where Joe Rogan was talking about Michael Hastings,
mm-hmm,
and how he talks shit about this general. He went over to, you know, Iceland or something, or Afghanistan, but the Iceland volcano kind of blew up all this smoke into the sky and then grounded all the flights. So he was just kind of like stuck over there with all these generals, and he overheard, you know, General, I forget his name, but he was one of the top dogs. He was talking shit about Obama, and like he wrote about it in the book, and the general ended up getting fired or resigning. And he was like worried about his ass. Like Michael Hastings was like, shit, dude, like I got this general fired. There's a lot of, you know, employees that liked this guy and that are willing to do things to me because got a gig. So his car just like goes speeding down La Brea at like 110 miles an hour and land or crashes into a palm tree. You know what I mean? And so he was like, back in 2004, they said that it was capable of like cracking into a car if it has a computer, right?
OnStar. It has to have OnStar.
Well, no, from what they said on there is if your car has any kind of computer, they can get into it.
Yeah, if it has a computer, not just OnStar, but a computer system, they can track into it.
And basically make it do whatever they want it to do.
But think about what just happened with the Tesla and Mitch McConnell's wife. Did you hear about her? She was at the house and she was reversing her Tesla and it fell off a bank into a river or a lake.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about
that. And she drowned.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
And so people are like, they're looking into it now as like an investigation, being like, what's going on with this?
And now Mitch McConnell's stepping down as his house is a Republican.
Yeah, and he stepped down, right? Isn't that odd? Like, odd timing. But I guess, like, his wife just died, so it's like, priorities.
Maybe. Dude, I got to be honest. I don't know that it's possible to hack a car's computer without OnStar.
I don't know.
Well, because think about this. Your computer system is not unique to your car. Like, it is the same as every other Ford Explorer or name a fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hack one, you're probably hacking all of them. You know what I'm saying? That's why
at the same time,
OnStar is specific. It's specific to your vehicle. Just like when they say, you've been in a crash, we can lock your doors or we can open your, like, we can call for you, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's a coded thing for that vehicle. You know what I'm saying? It's your personal setup. But like, how would you possibly hack a computer system on a car that has no specific identifier?
Like a Tesla? I don't know that much about computer systems in vehicles, to be honest.
If your computer system goes out, right, in your car, like you can go to a junkyard and just grab another one. You can go buy one and just install it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to upload Greg's data. It's literally a generic Ford computer system.
Well, I guess the way that I would equate that is, like, you know, when you have like an ID on your phone, like a UEID or whatever the hell it's called,
Yeah.
There's a specific phone for your hardware, and it's only a serial number for your specific hardware on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
same
yeah,
thing with laptops, same thing with other computer programs.
Yeah.
So if you know that ID, you can hack into that specific hardware number. Right?
Yeah.
Not on a car computer.
Why wouldn't it be yeah, I don't different?
Know. What do you mean? Because like you're talking about a phone. Like you have a plan for your phone. You have your own telephone, right? Like an iPhone, Samsung.
Yeah.
It was Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, by the way. Sorry, it wasn't.
But you can connect your phone. Like if you have a hotspot, you can connect the hotspot from your phone to your car.
That's Bluetooth, man. That's
no, that's not Bluetooth. No.
What are you talking about?
I can have, if I turn on the hotspot on my phone, my truck can have Wi-Fi and I could fucking listen to whatever.
Yeah, but that's based off of your entertainment unit, Chris. That is not
that's,
your
that
computer
goes,
on your car.
Every the computer on your car runs everything.
No, no. You're
okay, I'm looking it up. Five ways your car can get hacked right here.
Okay, look it up.
This is back in 2016, so keep that in mind. This seems pretty short. Oh, no, it's a, okay. All right. We're going through here, blah, 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 blah. Through the IBD2 port, so cars onboard diagnostics or OBD. Sorry, OBD. Did I say IBD?
Yeah.
Yeah. So your OBD2 port is like a front door to your car's central nervous system. But like you said, you'd have to physically connect to that, right?
You have to get into your car and plug it into your car.
Yeah, for the port you do. Yeah.
So that one doesn't make sense. And then there's
that one. What you would do there is you would be telling whatever computer that you have just to malfunction things, which can happen, but that's not how normal OBD systems work, right? They're just checking to see code.
But could you hack into their car, plug something into their OBD, and then leave? And then
absolutely
control it
for
like
sure
that?
Sure.
So there's smart keys. This is saying a sophisticated thief can capture your key fob signal or spoof the car into thinking it's seeing the right one. Technology exists to capture a signal sent to the car, or brute force can be used to break the remote's code.
Yep, that one's absolutely true.
What?
That one's absolutely true. I just watched a video on this. There was a guy
doing
a podcast where he is a hacker, and he said it takes him 10 seconds.
That's for you to steal the car.
That's for you to start it and whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, here's what I'm trying to get at. All these things that we so far are talking about is how to hack a car to get the car to start without a key, your malfunctioning key fob to make it believe that it has the same key fob in it, which it doesn't.
Yeah, but
if the OBD sensor.
But if you have access to the key fob, which controls like that's directly connected to the computer of your car. It tells your car that you're there, when to start, how to like all that stuff. If you have access to that, then you can get in and tell it to do it, whatever you wanted.
I got three more that seem to be more Wi-Fi related. Okay.
Okay.
Or at least like not as physical. So Bluetooth communications. I think somebody brought this up. This is saying if it's not properly secured, however, it provides a pathway straight to the CAN bus in many cars. Malicious signals can be injected over the air into the car's various systems, either to control them, cause them to malfunction, or steal the data that they're transmitting.
Yeah, that to me has nothing to do with the functioning of your car. That would be the data that you have from your Bluetooth, which comes from your deck. That's why you can go put an LCD monitor in your car and have Bluetooth and functioning cameras and be able to do that. That is coming from the deck of your car.
Yeah, but it just
Control the car. I just don't know what that means. Like, control it how? Like, I don't know if that means drive it. I don't know.
No, control the radio, control the information you have on your phone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if your phone is plugged in or hooked up to Wi-Fi.
There's also having a 4G LTE data connection. So this is in 2016, remember. So that you can turn your car into a mobile hotspot. Sounds like an excellent plan, blah, blah, blah. However, securing your data can be simple. It's choosing a hard to guess password, blah, 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 depending on how secure your device is attached to your car's CAN bus. So this CAN bus is coming up over and over again. A thief could snag the business or personal data you're transmitting between your devices in the car.
That's
so it's just
saying.
Like your data.
It's your data that your phone is having. They can steal your information by hacking your car's Wi-Fi is what they're trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. Like what there's the disconnect is like, are you talking about personal information? Yes, that's easily hackable. Like, are you talking about them being able to start your car if they need to steal it? Yes, that's very possible. But like them,
the
remotely,
motor,
like if you're not, talking about like, yeah, they just found Bob's car and they want to kill him and they're remotely hacking it, I don't see how that's possible with, and maybe with OnStar, but I don't see how that's possible with just a computer system.
Okay.
It would definitely be more possible if they had electric cars and everything was electric and everything was ran through a computer.
So the electric, but that guy wasn't killed in an electric car, was he?
Yeah.
Or was he? The guy that went 100 miles per hour was in Tesla?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't
know.
I don't think it was in electric guitar or electric car. No, or electric guitar.
Yeah. What was his name? Chasing?
Michael Hastings. Yeah.
So what I'm saying
is the way that I'm looking at this is like Joe Rogan has talked to a lot of people about this. So I don't know who he's talked to. He's talked to several experts about doing this. So he seems pretty convinced that all you'd need is some sort of computer in your, but I don't know what that means. What is a computer?
Every episode that I've watched with Joe Rogan talking about this is talking about OnStar, because he continually says, I have OnStar, and that is like where I get worried, is having OnStar. Like OnStar is a personal computer hooked up to your car, which can be hacked, right? Because it's personal to your, like, it's just like a phone. It's your account. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to buy OnStar and have it installed in your car, or your car comes with it and you pay for it. You're a member.
So yeah, and that's actually what they were talking about with Cat Williams, is like, that's going to be like mandatory, so they can just shut your car off whenever they want to, you know, police chase and all that shit, right?
I just actually seen a thing where GM for 2024 is dropping the OnStar from their subscriptions.
Because nobody uses it anymore. Like, let's be real. Like, that OnStar thing, like, have you ever had a car that has OnStar? I've never had one that has OnStar.
Mine has it, but I don't use it. But you're, it has it. It has, like,
well, yeah, for the last, I don't know how many years, if it was a GM brand vehicle, it was a requirement to have it.
But you don't have to sign up for it. It's like Sirius
XM.
No,
it was like,
who the fuck has Sirius XM?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All these cars. Yeah, but now that I think they're dropping it, but it is a subscription you could get if you wanted it. Now.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
I don't know. I mean, like, they're looking into this whole Mitch McConnell thing now. And it was his sister-in-law, by the way. I think I said his wife, but his sister-in-law, like, just the car just backed up into a body of water that was on his property. He lives in Texas, by the way. Hmm. So,
she was in it. She backed into a lake.
Something like that. Here, let me see.
Well, hey man, if you watched remember that show that I was obsessed with before the guy ended up, molesting his niece. Remember that shit?
Yep, they were finding stuff.
Yeah, what was that called? Wilder or Wild or Adventures? They were talking about lakes and bodies of water and like how no one thinks about how common it is that like some people just don't see that there's actually water in front of them, and they just drive into a fucking lake and then they drown in a lake.
Yeah,
so, like, I'd love to see the property. That Mitch McConnell's property, or wherever that was, I'd love to see, like, did it have barriers? Is she just like back into it thinking like,
well, let's see. So this is law enforcement officials. Angela Chow, a sister-in-law of Kentucky, you know, Mitch McConnell, died in a car accident after her vehicle plunged into a rural body of water in Texas. Blah, 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 blah.
It seems like Hastings was driving a Mercedes C250.
Oh, okay. So not electric though, right?
I don't know if it's electric. If that,
I don't think so. I don't think it was, dude.
Danielson in our fucking Patreon works on Mercedes, right?
Yeah, I'm going to eat one of these motherfuckers.
Danielson?
Ooh, licorice.
Yeah.
I don't even have the chat up. I wish I had the chat up. I'd love to hear what people.
Well, so the death is being investigated as a criminal investigation. That's what it's saying right now. This is according to the Texas sheriff. This just came out February 29th. So the death of, she was the CEO of the Foremost Group. She was 50 years old. She was found dead shortly after midnight on February 11th after being pulled out of a car that had gone into a pond on the ranch in Johnson City, Texas. Where's Johnson? That's 40 miles from Austin, they say. Huh. Johnson City, Texas.
Yeah, I feel like I know where that's at, but I can't think of where it's at.
This is saying the sheriff said that his office was, quote, investigating this accident as a criminal matter until they have sufficient evidence to rule out criminal activity.
Ooh. It's southwest of Austin.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to say they should investigate it fully, right? Because we see too many things where government does stuff and people do shit. And I will also say that, like, it is shocking how many people drive into ponds and lakes and rivers and fucking drown. That's like, true. When you actually, like, look into that, it's like, there's tons of cars in the Willamette River that people, like, find bodies still. Like, it's just weird that people do it, but they do. And a pond on a lake, like, what was the situation? Was she driving around the ranch and just fucking drove straight into a pond?
Well, it says she backed into a pond.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I originally heard, is that she backed into a pond or something.
You know what's really shitty, bro? Is Mitch McConnell could have saved her, but he was frozen. He froze up, dude. He was just like,
yeah, he's like,
God dang it.
Becky.
Yeah. That's a bro.
Well, it's because that fucking lady in the green dress touched him again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that was.
Well, yeah. Guys.
That's interesting, man. I mean, CEO's going down, baby.
It's true.
Yeah, you never know.
A lot of people are leaving their positions in all facets of the U.S. right now.
Yes, indeedy.
Yep.
So, anyway, yeah.
That's a good show, guys.
You're going to sign us off here?
Yeah, we're over the mark, so. That actually went by pretty quick.
Yeah.
That was a good little combo.
Go watch that TV series, man. The Octopus Murders. Go watch it. If you haven't seen it, go see it. I know everybody in the audience would love to see that series. It's really fun, man.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Well, good show, guys. Thank everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
All right. Yes, still Wednesday. Sayonara, muchachos.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.